It's time for Thriller Thursdays here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance. Strong themes and coarse language may apply. Damn it.
Hey, there's someone out there needing gas, Woody.
Well, whose turn is it, yours or mine?
Whose do you think?
Okay, fine.
It's time for Earl and Woody, those two proprietors of the Full Tank gas station in the little town of Puscataha, Oklahoma. The boys are still dealing with the cold weather, but Woody has an invention to get through the winter days. Let's listen in. Do not go back there, Woody. You only make it worse.
Well, I didn't bust a pipe.
I know. Your friend, the good reverend, did.
Kelly is not a reverend. He's a pastor.
He's still your friend.
And he's yours, too.
Not now, he ain't.
Well, he was just trying to help out. What are you complaining for?
Because our men's room back there is a skating rink. And until we get a plumber to actually fix it, it ain't usable.
Well, you can use
it. No, you can't.
Well, sure you can.
Oh, Woody, please tell me that you...
Well, I'm not saying anything.
Okay, good. Because I don't need that right now. Did you fill up the washer fluid buckets out there?
Well, now they're full. They'll be frozen by noon, but they're full now.
They don't freeze if you do it right.
All right, you do it then, because I apparently do it wrong.
Next time.
Yeah, right.
I got other things to worry about right now.
Like what?
Like what? Like the skating rink and our toilet back there.
Oh, you worry about the little things in life.
I'm glad one of us does.
Well, you go ahead and get a plumber down here, and I'll go do that brake job on Will's pickup.
Good idea. You do that.
Okay. Now, if I can just reach...
What, pray tell, are you doing?
Well, now, what does it look like I'm doing?
Taking off your coveralls, and frankly, Woody, I am in no mood to see any of your underdrawers.
I ain't... Well, we were in high school basketball together.
So?
So you seen worse.
Amen to that. And once in a lifetime is enough. Never again. Zip those things back up.
I've got to turn the... If I could just reach behind it...
For what? What are you trying to do?
Turn on my long johns.
Say what?
Well, now, you heard me.
I did, but with you, I have to make sure you didn't emphasize the wrong word or something.
I got to turn on my long johns. Got them all rigged up.
To do what?
Heat.
Heat.
You got a hearing problem today, pal?
No, I heard you right. I just haven't nary a clue as to what you're talking about.
My long johns.
Okay, gotcha. I'm with you that much.
Well, I rigged them to heat up. They're great out in the cold.
You got to be kidding me, right?
I am not.
What did you do?
I rigged them up.
How?
Well, I ain't sharing. I'm going to patent this thing.
What thing?
My heated long johns.
I heard that already.
Well, apparently not.
I'm asking you how they work.
And I said I'm not telling you.
Listen, Woody, I could care less about any patent as I'm having my doubts that this invention of yours works any better than any other invention you've built around here.
Well, now this one works.
Just like the shoe phone idea you had a couple of years back?
Well, now that was a good idea.
You're insane. A shoe phone? What in the wagon yard would anyone want a shoe phone for?
Well, to talk on.
And to where?
Do you walk?
Yes.
Do you talk on your phone?
Yes.
See?
Nope, not getting the connection.
You wouldn't.
Neither did anyone else.
Well, the shoe company was interested in it.
What shoe company?
Monarch Shoes.
Whose shoes?
You heard me.
I sure did, but has anyone else on the planet heard of them?
Well, now they sell shoes.
To who?
Well, they do.
To who?
I don't know. They didn't tell me.
Likely story.
Hey, pal, I'm just ahead of my time. How many times you got a call on your phone or your cell phone and you was putting your shoes on?
Woody.
See, very ingenious of me, don't you think? Don't answer. You're just jealous. While everyone else is having trouble doing both, I would be talking.
Into your shoe. Come on, Woody.
Well, it's besides the point, ain't it? They ended up not wanting it.
Yeah, because they were going bankrupt.
Well, no, because it wasn't cost efficient for them.
Why is that?
Something about odor removal.
For what?
And to cover the stink while you try and talk on your shoe phone.
You're a maniac.
I am no such thing. It's different anyway.
What, the long johns?
Yeah.
Why are they different?
Well, I am wearing the prototype.
You don't even know the meaning of that word.
I do, too.
Okay, lay it on me.
Proto meaning, well, proto, it's Latin, I think, and type meaning, well, you know, type.
So a type of proto, is that what you're telling me?
Well, whatever it means, that's what I'm wearing. You just get over it.
And they work.
Oh, so now you're interested.
Sure I am. I want to see what tomfoolery my partner's gotten himself into this time.
It's no tomfoolery. While you're freezing yourself blue outside, I'm going to be warm and toasty.
With long johns powered by a battery?
Yes.
Show me how they work.
I don't know. You go get your own.
How can I when you've got the prototype?
Well, you just make fun of me.
Too late. Show me how they work.
Well, see, they got a little switch for your information.
Where?
Well, just right inside here.
You put the switch down by your knees? How's that a good idea?
Well, I'm working on it.
So it's not a good idea?
I didn't say that.
What is this switch hooked up to?
Wires.
And they're hooked up to?
Well, a little heater I rigged up.
And where's that?
Strapped to my ankle.
And how's that a good thing?
I told you I'm working on it. I'll admit that it's got some bugs.
What if you step in water?
Well, it'll short out.
You better be glad it won't light your hair on fire.
It runs off a battery.
I know that. That's why I said you better be glad.
I'm not going to stand in any water, Earl. And that's a work in progress.
Are the wires running all through your long johns?
Yeah. Well, how am I supposed to stay warm without heat going to every part of my long johns? My legs stay warm and my arms and everything else.
You got wires going to your hind end?
Yes. As if that's any of your business.
It's a wonder you don't set yourself on fire. Have you used this thing yet?
Yes. What do you think I am?
Oh, I better not say.
Earl.
I said I better not say. Oh, so it works?
Yes. With some modifications, it'll work just Jim Dandy.
Modifications?
Yeah, I need to modify it some.
What kind of modifications, if I may ask?
Well, it gets a bit hot.
How hot are we talking here?
Real hot.
You didn't answer my question. How hot?
The little heater was kind of smoking yesterday.
You mean you were smoking hot?
Ha ha, very funny.
Did Mrs. Lane see you smoking hot?
Oh, shut up.
I'll take that as a yes.
She was driving by yesterday when it overheated and started smoking, and I was jumping out of my coveralls when she come by.
I'm sure she was impressed by that.
Oh, you hush up about it. I'm embarrassed enough as it is.
Oh, she'll talk to you, I'm sure. Don't worry about it.
I wish you'd leave me alone about Mrs. Lane.
You know, I think she'd be real impressed with you if you'd share your inventions with her.
You're not funny.
I'm not trying to be. I'm trying to help you, Woody. As a matter of fact, you ought to make a set of these souped-up long johns for her.
Why?
So she can be smoking hot, too.
I'm out of here.
Wait.
Get off of me. I'm going to go out and get some work done.
Wait now. Come on now. Hey, at least let me see it work.
Oh, you don't care about my inventions. You just want to make fun of me.
Well, sure, but I do too care about your inventions. I'm sure one of them will sell one day.
When I quit this place and drive by my Cadillac, you'll see.
Oh, you bet I'll see. Now, show me how this thing works.
Forget it.
Oh, come on, Woody, really. Let's see it work. I may want to see it.
You really want to see it work?
Sure, show me.
All right, fine. Like I said, I got this switch down here by my knee.
And why is that?
Earl.
I'm serious. I want to know.
Well, to tell you the truth, it's just sort of where it ended up.
That's where it ended up?
Well, I was nearly running out of wires, and it's where I had to put it.
Okay, so turn it on.
Well, now, see, that's the thing.
What now?
Well, I got my long johns under my coveralls, which are over a pair of sweats and a pair of jeans.
Run that one past me again. I think I got lost.
Well, my long johns are under coveralls, jeans, and a pair of sweats.
Oh, boy, are you the bright one.
Well, I told you there were some modifications I need to
boy,
make.
Boy, are there ever.
When I'm wearing so much stuff on top, I can't get my coveralls off, so I can't reach down and turn on the switch.
And you're cold with all that stuff on?
Have you been outside recently?
No.
Well, why am I not surprised?
Ha ha. So what do you want me to do?
Well, before you so rudely interrupted me, I was reaching down at my coveralls hoping to turn the switch to the heater.
Which knee?
The left one.
So you want me to reach down in the front of your coveralls and turn this thing on?
Yes, please.
And it's not going to shock me?
Of course. Don't be silly.
This is you, Woody. I'm fearing for my life over here.
Just forget about it, then.
No, now. I want to help out in any way I can.
It won't get your name on the patent.
I wouldn't dream of it.
All right, fine. Just reach down my left coveralls leg here and flip the switch.
On the outside of your knee?
Yes.
Okay, now stand over here where I can have more room.
Right.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
Watch it go.
What now?
Oh, I'm ticklish.
Boy, am I going to have a story to tell Mrs. Lane.
Now, you leave her out of it.
Now, no giggling. Let me turn this thing on.
Well, I am sorry. My leg is ticklish.
I can see that.
Well, just turn it on and quit fishing around down
well,
there.
Well, I can't feel anything at all in here.
Well, it's there.
Where?
My left leg.
I'm feeling along your left leg. There's nothing there.
By my knee.
I'm feeling around by your knee.
It is there.
It's not.
Is there something you should be telling your preacher, fellas?
Kelly, what are you doing here?
I've been sitting out front for 10 minutes waiting on somebody to wait on me, and here I find you two doing...
Get out of my coveralls, Earl.
I certainly don't like the sound of that.
Kelly, it's not what it looks like.
You weren't looking at it from my angle.
You see, Kelly, it was... Oh, you know what? I'll let Woody explain. What do you need?
Tire rotation.
You got it.
Well, now you see, Kelly, I got these here long johns, and they heat up when you...
And that ends our visit with Earl and Woody. Join us next time, won't you?
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.